Now, when we consider the obstacles or the challenges confronting the victim of domestic violence within a rural community, there are a number of factors to consider. First is the isolation that is going to be far more insidious in the rural setting. There's also the concern as to the lack of resources and the seclusion that make it very, very difficult for the victim to escape the abuse. Also, many of the victims who reside in the rural communities are going to be devoutly religious and are dependent on their religious community for their social and their personal support system. Because of the closeness within the smaller communities like that setting, it's not infrequent that the usual protector, such as law enforcement, may know the abuser personally and may be less inclined to act. In the rural settings, there may also be the greater likelihood of a dismissal or rejection of the victim who turns in a religious leader or a member of the faith community. Hence, the potential for conflict is higher in the smaller areas, and the harm suffered by the abuse is exacerbated when the victim is dismissed or rejected by her support system, that is, her faith community.